Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Well, here we go again, gang, with another batch of answers to the requests you've been sending to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And what with one thing and another, it adds up to a pretty potent potpourri. And acting as your master of ceremonies is your favorite pourri with a pot to match, Bob Hope.
How do you do, Wave? Hello. Old salts with a new shaker. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? What an audience. They got everything. Hello, Wax, our secret weapon. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Command Performance Hope, telling all you occupational troops that when you get back on our streets with those new civilian drapes, be sure and stop in Hollywood because our vine has tender shapes. Well, I'm a little worn out tonight. I just came back from the Hollywood racetrack, Hollywood Park. That's a beautiful racetrack about 10 miles from Hollywood as a crow used to fly. But he doesn't fly anymore. He got his wings clipped, too. All the stars were at the racetrack. Cary Grant sat in the box. Ronald Coleman sat in the box, and I had my lunch, too. Don't force anything. Frank Sinatra had a seat way up front near the track. But the officials made him change his seat. The jockeys kept thinking that they'd dropped their whips. He was sitting up front in the box, see, and as he went... I can get nasty, too, you know. But one thing I can do at the racetrack is really pick 'em. How I pick 'em. I made one bet that was so bad... When I pushed the dollar bill in the window, Washington tried to hold onto the bars. What a horse I bet on. To show you what bad shape he was in, when the crowd yelled her off, he stopped and looked at his legs. What a horse. Every once in a while... What a horse he was. Every once in a while, he looked around to see if his plow was on straight. The same horse, but the legs are off, you know? You should have seen him run right in the middle of the race. The bee stung him, and he just turned to the jockey and said, "It won't help." And you see, Sinatra was sitting there, and there's... Well, a soldier just back in the South Pacific was sitting next to me. Before the first race, he fell asleep. Just on the bugle sounded to call the horses to the post, the soldier woke up, shot the bugler, and said, "When they follow me from the Philippines with that thing, that's too much." You know, they're closing the tracks earlier these days, now that we're back on standard time again. It gets dark an hour earlier. Of course, Bing's horses don't mind. Why should a little darkness frighten a horse that's used to pull a milk wagon? And you see, he looked like a whip. He was sitting there, and as it... But going off wartime back to standard time again has really mixed things up. One farmer went out to his chicken yard 1 hour too soon. And the hen looked at him and said, "Take your time, buddy. I'm still putting the shell around it." In fact, after my last program, a fella called me up and said, "Hope, with the return of standard time, I finally got to hear your program." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, I've always liked daylight saving, but I never knew before what it was saving me from." Fix that joke up and got a laugh. I love you. And you see, he was sitting way up front, and there was... That's enough of that. Anyway, now it's time to lend an ear to a great little singer of songs who's been working with my outstanding rival for Betty Grable's affection, Harry James. The name of the song is More Than You Know, and the name of the singer is Kitty Callum.
My heart Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll sing along. I need you so, more than you're I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd sigh, oh, how I'd cry if you got more than I show, more than you'll ever know.
Well, Kitty Callan, now here's a request from APO 500 from a private who signs his letter, No Points Hannigan. Don't worry, No Points. You'll probably make OCS any minute. Anyway. Right there. I don't write it. Anyway, here's what you asked for and what a lot of other guys have asked for and received many times since Command Performance started. I'm talking about that Gitbox kid himself, Les Paul, and his trio.
Thank you.
That's Les Paul, the Orson Welles of the guitar. Thank you very much. Carries his own wires and connections around with him, huh? That's Les Paul playing "The World is Waiting for the Sunrise" as eagerly as Hannigan is waiting for some points. Now, men, here's another command performance first. It isn't often that we ask you to hold still for a really artistic presentation, but I honestly think you're going to enjoy listening to our next guest. Their interpretation of a song has had unanimous acclaim from serious musical critics all over the country. Here they are with Hoagy Carmichael's Immortal Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night just a dreaming of a song, a lonely song. The melody haunts my reverie.
I got the blues
and stardust blues. When our love was true, true blue, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Though I dream in vain, in my heart will remain the stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
I got the blues
and stardust blues. Sometimes I wonder how I wonder why I spend the lonely night yodel-ay-dee-dee-ay. The melody haunts my reverie, yodel-ay-dee-dee. When our love
Smiling Frankie got to you, didn't he? You should see the suit on Buddy here. He was snarling that day, I think. I bet he'd be glad to get back to civilian clothes, huh? You should see the suit on Buddy here. He's got Freddie Bartholomew's last offering. Thank you, anyway. And who wrote that orchestration of Stardust, Lum and Abner? That was really pretty. Now, come on, let's have something really on the cultured side.
Okay, Mr. Hope, here's our version of it. I'm goes by.
You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things of life as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on this you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Bangers and love songs, they never out of place. Hearts full of meanness and jealousy and hate. A woman needs a man and a hand must have his mate. It's a natural thing to do. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time goes by. Tangers and love songs ain't never out of place. Hearts full of meanness and jealousy and hate.
A woman needs a man,
and a man must have its mate.
Well, ain't it the truth?
It's a natural thing to do. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time goes by. As time goes a-rolling by.
I did. Thanks, Abigail and Buddy. That was as pretty as a newborn piggy traipsing after his ma. Who needs toothpaste? I can always get a hominy sponsor. Now for Phil Meltzer, APO 503, Corporal Eunice Williams, APO 777. That must be a dice shooting mob there. And PFC George Ohlenschlager. Ohlenschlager der Ohlenschlager. Well, let me work on it. Where are you going? It's nothing at all. It's a half-hour show, isn't it? Ohlenschlager der. George Ohlenschlager. 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 If you happen to hear this answer, will you please? At APO 724. Here's another helping of Pretty Kitty Callan. This time, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra takes a whack at Harry James' arrangement of Harry and Kitty's jukebox hit, It's Been a Long, Long Time. Come on, Kitty. Wonderful, Kitty. Thank you very much. Now, men, here's the charming Irish star. You've seen a lot of swell pictures. Lovely Maureen O'Hara. Right here.
Thank you, Bob.
Step a little closer, Marie.
Oh, Bob, you say that to everyone.
No, just the girls. Come in. Say, you're really a dish, Marie. Tell me, what do you owe your good looks to?
Plenty of good sound sleep, Bob.
Plenty of good sound sleep. Well, mm-hmm. What do you think I owe my looks to?
A lumpy mattress.
I have to start over. How can you say that? You know what Charles Atlas said when he saw my physique? He said I should be in a Tarzan picture.
Bob, I thought Tarzan already had a mate.
You mean I'm wearing these leopard skin shorts for nothing? Let's get down out of this tree. Where are we here? It's obvious that you didn't see me in The Princess and the Pirate, Marine, where I played a dashing buccaneer.
No, I didn't see it, Bob.
You mean you missed it?
Not very much.
You're about three up, you know. Where are we here? This girl has all kinds of lines, doesn't she? Say, See, he was sitting way up in front. Some audiences are that way, Maureen. Go ahead.
I was just kidding,
Bob.
No,
we can kid around. We're in no hurry, are we? Time you have to get. Go ahead, it's all right.
Oh, just in time to be at the studio in the morning.
Well, we're just about. I say, I was thinking. Turn it down when we get personal. Do you mind in there? You don't seem to understand my type of work here. Let's get back to the dull stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
I was really kidding, Bob, about your picture. I really did miss seeing it, and I'm very sorry I did. Also, I understand a lot of the boys overseas miss seeing it, too. Mm-hmm. But they feel the same way about it that I do. Or so it says here.
For your information, Maureen, there just happens to be a letter addressed to Command Performance asking me to play a scene from The Princess and the Pirate. And since the experience you've had with pirates and your soon-to-be-released production of The Spanish Main plug, you ought to fit right in here.
Well, Bob, a request is a request. So what are we waiting for?
Well, let's get off.
As our story opens, the Princess and Bob have been captured by the vicious Hook, the most murderous pirate who ever sailed the seven seas. We now find them in the dungeon of the Hook ship.
Well, Bob, we're prisoners.
Don't worry, Marine. They can't keep me in there. All these chains will never hold me. Just watch what happens when I tense my muscles. You think I could get a job with Spike Jones? You're not starred, you know. You meet so many hams in this town, don't you?
Bob,
well,
what are we going
him.
To do?
What'd you say there? You say?
I said, what are we going to do?
Oh, yes, right there. Leave it to me, Marine. I'll get us out of these chains.
Here, Bob, you better use my nail file. You'll ruin your nose.
Gee, Maureen, nothing but bread and water for 3 days. Just bread and water. I got to do something, I tell you. I'm starved.
Look, Bob, look at that mouse running for that cheese in the trap.
Well, don't stand there. Help me get my head out. Wait, here comes the guard. Maybe I can bribe him. Psst, buddy, I'll give you 100 pieces of gold to get us out of here.
Oh, no. I got a better offer to keep you in this dungeon.
From who?
Parabont. It's the hook.
It's the hook.
Who's in there?
Just me.
And me.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. That first voice was a woman.
Professor Kalora, the hook.
Yes, sir.
you're the Hook?
Yes, Hook. Captain J. Hook Colonna. Ferocious buccaneer, bloodthirsty cutthroat, and scourge of the Spanish Main. Also cases of 3.2 smuggled in cheap. Shiver my timbers.
Shiver your timbers?
Yes, it's the only way I can get the termites out. Now, Hook, I'm here to get the map for you that you have buried in the treasure. If you don't tell me where it is, I'll stick burning splinters under your fingernails. And then I get tough.
That doesn't frighten me.
I'll stick pins in your eyeballs, then I'll cut off your ears, and I'll break your arms and legs.
That doesn't frighten me either.
And I... Doesn't, huh? Guess I better have another talk with Boris Karloff.
Bob, look at that ship on the horizon.
Yeah, maybe it's a rescue ship.
Woo! Woo!
No, it's just a tanker.
I know how I'll get that map, Hope. I'll send in my most charming, seductive, irresistible female assistant to vamp you. Come in, Chiquita.
Oh, well, hello, Chiquita.
Oh, hello, you darling boy. Is that your nose, or are you getting ready for a whale hunt?
Why don't you get back to the crow's nest? Your eggs are getting cold.
Never mind that. Where's the buried treasure?
Well, I'm not talking.
Well, I should worry. I've got treasures of my own. Youth, good looks, and charm.
Oh, really? Where are they buried? You know, I still can't believe this is a pirate ship.
Why, sure it is. Have you seen the picture of the skull and crossbones on our flag?
Yes, it was taken when you were much younger, wasn't it?
All right, enough of this bickering. I'll duel you for the map, Hope.
On guard, you scoundrel.
Oh, careful, Hook. He's too good for you. He'll disarm you and rip the clothes off your back with his sword.
I'll rip the clothes off my back? Don't be silly. I'm a real expert with a pirate sword. Cutlass Colonna, they call me. On guard.
Oh, what happened?
Cutlass is now coatless and pantless.
Thank you. Well, that hooks the hook and latches the latch on another potpourri brought to you by your favorite puri with a pot to match. If I ever catch that Ken Carpenter on a dark night, I'll beat him to death with Don Wilson. Good luck and so long till next time. Goodbye.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.